Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting ninth, the catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth, the DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth, the catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watson moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson scores. Rice moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive to center field. Yastrzemski throws towards third. Wolf fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wolf. Garr goes all the way around to score. Horta moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. Bannister moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Squires steals second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf strikes out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Garr moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Washington reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Torres. Washington moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. Horta moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Rice chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Burleson. Burleson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Burleson. Horta scores. Bannister goes all the way around to score. Squires moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kessinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolf is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore now playing left field. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allinson moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. Allinson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Bannister reaches third base with a triple. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Squires bunts in front of the plate. Allinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Trout now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Evans reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski moves to third. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Hobson pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski scores. Evans moves to third. Wolf moves to second. One out. It's 8-4, White Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. Evans scores. Wolf moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike O'Berry now catching. Bob Stanley now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Watson reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.